my gosh, Nick, I love those pictures of your family. They were beautiful.
Well, what can I say? It's a beautiful family. It's not, you know what? Everybody's family is beautiful. We all bring such value to each other. I know that those pictures show some really good fun times, but I love seeing your sunshine.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, everybody, welcome to our Optimal Health community night. So we're so excited. We're just getting the room. Whoa, the room just like the floodgates opened. So Nick, I am going to go ahead and get us started here because I think everybody is ready to rock and roll. So anyway, welcome everybody. We're going to introduce ourselves in a minute, but this is our Optimal Health and Community Night. And we are going to be talking about becoming the dominant force in your life. So my name is Patty, and I've got a great partner with me tonight.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Gotcha. Good. So, hey guys, let's get the chat rocking and rolling here. I know everybody was chiming in. We've got folks coming in from all over the country. Many of you are listening live on Zoom, and we've got some podcasters on, which is great, but we've got people from all over the country on. What I'd love to do to kick it off tonight, chime in down in the chat. When you think about the phrase becoming the dominant force in your life, just really kind of sit with that for a minute. But what does that mean to you? What does that really mean to you? Nick, let's see what we've got.
Oh, powerful, taking control of my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Owning my life and choices. Did you see that one?
Yeah, consciousness. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow, they're coming in so fast. No more excuses. That one caught my eye. All right, guys. Well, we're ready. We have a very full night tonight, so we're going to get things going here. But first of all, before we get started, our little impact disclosure. You know, guys, when we know that in our community, when we're serving others, leading from our heart, leading from a place of being in service, we have an opportunity to create a massive impact in the world. And when we create a massive impact in the world, this gives us opportunities. But Optavia cannot guarantee you. What we do know is that it takes hard work, it takes grit, it takes passion, it takes commitment to your goals, it takes commitment to working with your support team and never giving up. So there's no guarantees, but what we can tell you is that it is really about all leading with purpose and making a big impact in the world. So my name is Patty, and I am going to be one of your hosts tonight. I have actually been coaching. Next month will be 14 and a half years after I started my journey with Optavia in June of 08, so coming up on 15 years ago. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story in a few minutes. But Nick, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Nick. I've been coaching for going on 6 years now, and I have enjoyed every minute of it. It has completely changed me. So I'm excited. I'll be able to talk about that in a little bit. So
Exactly. So, you know, one of the things that we're talking about tonight is becoming the dominant force in your life. And when we were prepping for this, we had a lot of ideas running around in our head. And I think when we break those ideas down, guys, they all kind of flow together. So when you think about the season that we're in, it's March. What kinds of things come to mind when you think about the season? Because we all have different seasons in our life. What do you think about when you think about the season of March? Let's see what we got here.
Put it in the chat.
Regrowth, hope, change, snow. Nick, it's snowing where you are.
It is. I can't change it.
No, we've had a running joke going all week because I live in Florida and it's been like 82, and I'm sending Nick pictures of this of the water and the sun, and he's sending me snow videos. So look at this, new beginnings. All right. Well, that's kind of what we came up with. We came up with a couple of key things, and this is what we're going to visit on tonight. To us, this March and this season are all about spring. It's about fresh. It's about new. It's about rebirth. It's about opportunity. I think about March Madness. My son played competitive basketball in high school. And for basketball fans, I'm sure we've got you out there. But March Madness is all about looking to see who's going to be the best of the best. But really what I look at when I look at that is I look at teams that don't give up. I look at teams that find their grit. I look at teams who look to find out what is most important to them. And the third thing that we talked about is we talked about marching forward, just like those teams too. It's about never giving up. We're all going to come across different obstacles and bumps in the road all along the way in our journey, whether that's our journey as a client, whether that's a journey when you're raising your family, whether that's a journey for our health coaches, whatever it is, we all come across that. I also put a fourth one, which is luck. And I think actually luck is where opportunity meets preparedness. And I don't think truly that we ever do truly get lucky in our life, but we have that opportunity when we are open and curious to other possibilities. Nick, what came to your mind when we were talking about some of those things?
Honestly, I thought about all the stuff that was mentioned was so, so good. I just thought about, you know, this new blooming season. I live in the South, and you know, this is the season when the pollen start coming out and the bees and all the birds start trying to find nests. And it's just, everyone starts finding a place to reside and become. And that really would be the picture that's been just bouncing around in my head since we spoke, especially being in a different state right now, and it's snowing, but I know back home it's like 70, 60s. It's beautiful outside, and all the leaves are coming back up, and it's just beautiful. It's beautiful when you think about spring and March and what it all offers.
Okay, Nick, I'm going to disagree with you right there for a minute. Okay, so I live in Florida, and I flew into Nashville this afternoon, racing into my Airbnb to get on this Zoom, right? It's beautiful. Everything is green, but it's like 44 degrees outside.
Oh, so, the cold.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a cold snap.
There's a cold snap. But you know, the other thing we talked about, Nick, and maybe you want to visit on this just a little bit, is we talked a lot about marching forward. And as we're kind of setting everybody up, because we're going to start to share some of our stories a little bit in a minute, what kind of comes to your mind in this season when we think about marching forward?
I think for marching forward, it's really about the becoming of progress, right? So it's when we talk about marching, the first thing we think of is literally taking step by step by step and having a forward progress. And I think that that is the most important thing. If you want to be able to become the dominant force in your life, you have to be in action. And that doesn't mean everything that people think it means. It just means some form of progress, fractional, incremental progress.
Right. Absolutely. So we're going to kick things off here just a little bit. I'm going to punt it over to Nick in a minute. But when I really want to invite you guys to come into this a little open-minded. And what we're going to be talking about is to us what becoming the dominant force in our lives mean. And our guests, we've got two amazing guests that are going to be sharing as well. And becoming the, yeah, I know you really like one of them. Becoming the dominant force in our lives, I think when we look at the community of Optavia, we talk about healthy body, healthy mind, and we talk about the healthy finances. I really think about how can we ultimately live our best life and really find that we have meaning, purpose, and fulfillment in all of the areas that really matter most that help us to become that whole person. And to me, that's why I was super excited to have the opportunity to host tonight. So, all right. So let's kick things off. Nick, I'm going to punt it over to you.
Yeah. So Patty, of all of the stuff that we've talked about, marching forward and all the newness of life and all of that, share a little bit about your journey and why becoming the dominant force in your life, what that really means to you, and maybe explain one or two of these pictures.
Yeah, exactly. So the picture here in the middle was in, actually, that was in May of 08. That was a month before my husband and I started our health journey almost 15 years ago. And, you know, we're sort of smiling in that picture, but over on the right, we're really smiling. So it's very interesting because what I thought then and what I thought now is a very, very different place because of my journey and our evolution. And the picture on the left was back in the fall. We got to go to Cabo and celebrate a dear friend, coaching partner's 40th birthday. We had a blast. And the picture on the right is really the thing that to me really means the most, and that is family. And those are our two grandsons, Hudson and Parker, who are 6 and 8. To me, when I think about marching forward and I think about my journey, to me, I kind of break it down into different bits and pieces. The first part is, to be very honest with you, I had given up almost 15 years, actually 15 years ago. I had given up after struggling for 19 years to get my weight off and get healthy. I saw there was no possibility of that happening. You know, I'm a nurse practitioner. I had a women's healthcare practice. We actually had a weight loss component in our practice, and I never helped anyone to get healthy. And I sat there 54 pounds overweight. I just saw that I was going to be destined, right? My default future, as we talk about, was going to be just like the rest of my family, overweight, cardiovascular disease, they die of strokes, heart attacks, all the things. And I didn't want that, but I felt powerless to be able to do anything different. And so I'd given up until our friends inspired us. Mike and I went on, yes, we lost 99 pounds between us. And today, you know, we live a completely different lifestyle. So for me, when I think about marching forward, when I think about being that dominant force, I first think about my physical health. And I'm so glad that I was open. It was hard. Give me a yes in the chat. If anybody else was like me, like you were thinking, can I find like the courage to do this one more time? Because that's where I was. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for one of my best friends who was my coach, I don't think I would have.
Patty, so real quick. So when you say because of your friends, what are you saying? Did they confront you? Or did they just love on you where you were at and offer hope? Like, how did that work for you?
That's such a great question. She called me and said that she was doing this program, and I rolled my eyes and I poo-pooed her until just a couple months later when I saw her, because she had tried everything in the world and nothing worked. That phone call, though, awakened me to start thinking. And then when I saw her and I go, oh my gosh, this really does work. She gave me hope. And that's what that was all about.
I love that. And then, and so as simple as that was, like just doing it with her, what brought you to helping others? Like, how did you turn that corner?
Yeah. And that again is about marching forward. So I want you guys all to chime in down in the chat again. Who remembers the recession of 2008? Because I remember it vividly. First of all, Mike and I both started on our health program together, right? The other thing was, with my medical practice, we were having a little bit of a slowdown, but my husband was a landscape contractor, had his own business for years. But let me tell you, that phone stopped ringing. Contracts were canceled. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to go and do some moonlighting here. Not something I wanted to do when I was already working 60 to 80 hours a week in my practice. But I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to march forward. I'm going to become the dominant force. I didn't know those words at the time, but now I can put the label to it with what I was trying to do. So my coach said, and my husband, why don't you coach? And I thought to myself, you know what? Why not? I believed in this program. It was the first thing that had ever worked for me in 19 years. All my friends and family were asking. I loved everything about it. And I thought, you know what? This is something that I could do. I could be very purposeful. I could be a part of a community that seemed pretty cool at the time. I didn't really know too much about it, but I knew the people I'd met and the coaches and all that, they seemed pretty cool. And actually they're really cool guys. And then the other thing was I could do this and be flexible, but the biggest thing was it filled my purpose. And if I was going to do something with my time, it had to be something purposeful. And so it was for that reason that I started coaching. And very interesting, because that journey continued, because as I started coaching and serving others, I fell in love with it more and more and more. My nurse's heart was just exploding because I was helping people in a way that I couldn't help them in my medical practice. Anyway, make a long story short, fizzled out my medical practice, kept growing my coaching practice. And about 9 years ago, I left that world to move over into a world where I could truly help people to live their best life. And that is what we talked about in the very beginning. To me, being the dominant force in my life means that I have the physical and the emotional energy, that I have the time and the means to be able to do the things that bring me joy, to allow me to surround myself with the people that mean the most to me. And so that's a little bit about my story, Nick.
When we started coaching, a lot of those who haven't made the decision, I think there's a lot of where am I going to fit it in? And I think what touched me most about what you just said is that you were working 60 to 80 hours in a week, which mm-hmm. is sometimes double what some people work.
Yeah.
And you found time for your passion because it was actually kind of reigniting your heart. And I think because you had the right perspective on it, it really was very powerful for you. And obviously it has paid off in dividends because you have helped a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because now we can kind of put it into a framework, but back then I was just following my heart. So, but let's visit on you a little bit now, because I know that you've got an awesome story. So Nick, tell me a little bit, share with our amazing audience here, just a little bit about how you came into the Optavia community and how you got things kicked off.
Well, I had tried every pill, patch, potion, and everything up to and leading up to surgery. I was in the midst of researching surgeons and calling them when I saw a friend of mine who had lost, since we had moved away, which was about 7 months, about 70 something pounds. And I was like, well, I mean, I just seen her shrink. I don't remember what it was, but I know this. I know I saw a difference. And I was like, immediately, okay, who was your surgeon? Well, because I was in a dark place. I know. I got to be honest with you and everybody here. When Optavia found me, when I found Optavia, that's really how it worked. I was pushing 400 pounds. I was very unhappy and I didn't have any hope. And I know that hope gets thrown around a lot. And some people, they hear the word hope and, oh, I offer hope. We offer hope. I understand how that can get watered down. But let me just tell you, I was going to bed telling myself not to go to sleep too deep because I could feel what was happening in my chest. I was barely resting because I was scared to death, and I wouldn't even tell my wife, because I didn't tell anybody, because I was scared that everyone was going to be mad at me because it's a problem that I could solve in their eyes. And the reality is I just didn't know what to do. And so I came into this completely open and ready. And I'm happy to say that I have made a vast difference in my life. I have it completely changed. But here's probably the most crazy, you talk about the dominant force in your life. I never allowed myself to really, really believe that I could become. I thought reading self-help and personal development and those type of books were sort of cartoony and toxic, like, oh, that's great for you. When people would say, make it a great day, I literally thought to myself, make it a great day. I'm trying to survive. Yeah. And when you become the dominant force in your life, now that march, it's not militant, but it's intentional. I am deciding that this day is going to go the way I choose for it to go. And nobody can make me feel it. And that became awakened in me, which is why I'm so excited to be a part of this week's call.
Yeah. Oh, and I love that, because you made the decision that nothing else was going to control you anymore. The decisions that you made, the choices that you made. Oh, Nick, that is so powerful. Tell us about your family real quick here. I'm going to pop the pictures back up again.
Yeah. So
podcast, man, you're going to have to just grab this video and check out this beautiful family. What a story, Nick.
I'm a little bit partial. It is a beautiful family. That picture in the middle is, I don't even know when that was. That was Mother's Day, I believe, this last year, I think. But it was at a church, and they had an outdoor picture, and it could be Father's Day. But anyway, the bottom line is that that beautiful picture is taken with my three daughters and my son, Elijah, and my wife, Kirsten, and that big lug is me. And that is our beautiful family. We have one other son who's in California, and he's about 28 years old. So he's much older, lives out on his own. And the picture on the right is actually quite a cool thing. That is the balcony of a cruise ship that I was able to go on with the family in the middle there, and have an egregiously beautiful time. And it was, we went all around this world, and my family means everything to me. My girls, I've been away from home now for about 6 days. I could cry right now. I miss my family. But my one of the guests that we have tonight, is actually in one of those photos. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we're going to be bringing her up.
I think we're going to bring her on. You've got a great story. Is there anything else that you want to add before we move on about marching forward and being the dominant force in your life? You talked a little bit to me about your career. Do you want to touch on that or?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I'll tie it together. I mean, I was working from sunup to sundown in construction, and I beat myself up. Yeah. And I would do anything for my family. That's why I said I could tie it together. I would go and I would sell ketchup popsicles in hell to anyone wearing a white glove if I needed to feed my family. But I will tell you that the most beautiful thing is that my family, I lost my train of thought. I apologize. Well, I'll just tie it into the career. I'll go back to the career. The career was beating me up. My family, I didn't get to go to any sports events, nothing. My family is very important to me. So now that I awakened to who I could be, that I gave myself permission to become something better for my family. They're the reason that I was wanting to survive. I was wanting to do better. They're the reason. I didn't believe in myself. I believed in I had to borrow them to get myself to awaken. That is why I was trying to recount my words. They mean a lot to me. They mean everything to me. And so with that being said, I want to ask my wife to come on. I have her on as a guest tonight. So this is my wife, Kirsten. Kirsten, would you introduce yourself?
Hey, everyone. My name is Kirsten, and I am Nick's wife.
That was a very long introduction. All right, so here we go. So Kirsten, share a little bit about what got you into Optavia and your weight loss journey in general, because it really started long ago.
Yes, it did. So my story is a little bit different. We found Optavia almost six years ago, as Nick said, but my journey actually started after we had our first son. I had just given birth and I was 100 pounds overweight, and I had tried like Nick said, we tried every fad pill potion you could imagine, and was just feeling very, very discouraged. I was at the point that I felt captive in my own personal prison and I wanted out. I was at the point, I don't know if anybody could relate to this, but I would have eaten dog food if I could just lose the weight. And I remember we were laying in bed. Remember this, Nick? We were laying in bed one night and I saw an infomercial, you know, and we went down that trail and basically, get this, I learned how to eat every 2 to 3 hours, six times a day, small meals. And I prepared 2 to 3 ounces of protein and vegetables and pretty much ate that six times a day. And was able to lose, gosh, it was about 100 pounds in about 11 months. But I was dedicated. I was dedicated. Like I said, my why was big. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I wanted to be a good mom with energy for our son, you know? And so then what happened is I literally reached my goal. And the day after I found out I was pregnant with our daughter. So that cycle began, you know, went, you know, off and on for the next few years, with just losing the weight, gaining the weight, losing the weight, gaining the weight. And it was hard. It was hard. I had people coming to me, asking me what I was doing. I had women that would come and sit in my kitchen and I would write out the food plan and, you know, they last a week or two, you know, and I was passionate and I loved it. And I, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom. And I thought to myself, man, if I could get paid for all the time that I'm investing in these women that really ended up giving up because it was just too hard. Not many people were willing to do what I did. And, what was it, you know, after kid number five, by then, you know, I'm a licensed esthetician. I had a mobile spa business. I was homeschooling and, was just in this place where I didn't have time. You know, does anybody in the chat, any moms are just like, I just want time to breathe. I don't have time. Yeah, go ahead.
So Kirsten, what was the difference maker for this? Because although you lost some weight before, when I got on program, I remember your words, they echoed in my head. I think I want to do this too. And I was like, no, this is my time. This is my turn to finish a journey. I'm doing this for me. And then you said what you said, and then you went on to lose some of your weight as well. And so tell me, what was the deciding factor and why? And then also, what led into coaching?
Yeah, definitely. You know, so I, like I said, after kid number five, just, you know, time was an issue, homeschooling, all the things, you know. And so when, you know, when our friend and neighbor had posted, yes, it was for you, but when she explained how the program worked, I was like, it's going to work. That's like, what? You get to eat brownies? Like, are you kidding? Like, I've been eating cold chicken and broccoli for a year and you get to eat brownies and, you know, sign me up. And so, yes, I wanted to support him, but also inside I had no energy and I was tired and I wanted to get down to my goal. And so we hopped on board together. I was able to release that weight. You know, was working my business. And so what happened with, you know, as far as coaching, I was one of those that said, you know, as people were asking, no, I'm an esthetician. I do skincare and makeup. And, so I would just refer all our people to my coach. But then my company shut down and we lost that income. And you guys, I don't know, you know, as a young couple, Nick and I went through some very hard financial struggles. We have been at the lowest of lows, but you know what? We are contenders and we fight and we will do whatever we need to do for our family. You saw, you know, Nick's heart and he's a little bit emotional right now because yes, him and I work 24/7. So this is his chair right here. This is his chair and he's in Colorado and I'm in Tennessee and it's going to be 10 days and it's pretty miserable. but you know, I just, you know, got to this place where I'm like, okay, you know what? Here's this tool. I just lost my income. I wanted to stay on this plan that is making me feel amazing. What do I need to do? And so, you know, I just started, honestly, this was me. Oh my gosh, you guys, like, you should see what I'm doing. This is amazing. You get to eat brownies and lose weight. And I feel awesome. I was ignorance on fire. I was passionate. And I'll tell you what, I have a picture of me with Shamar Moore. I don't know, ladies, put it in the chat. Do you know Shamar Moore? I have this picture.
Come on, baby girl.
I look like a blueberry And I, Patty, I put this picture at the bottom of a box and I said, I will never show this to anybody. Do you know what? When you want something bad enough, you will do whatever it takes. And I posted that picture of me looking like a blueberry with Shamar Moore, because I knew that this program worked and that there were other mamas and other women and men alike that needed what I had. And I just started answering all the posts, and
she became the dominant force in her life. That's what she became. Patty, you're muted. So I think it is wonderful. Now, Kirsten, I love all of that, but I think I'll just speak for you for real quick, and then we're gonna bring on someone else too. We've got a wonderful story in that Patty has got coming on in just a moment. But one of the things, if you caught what Kirsten said before, she had people coming to her originally. Right. Well, when you find something that works, like Patty said, I found something that works. My friend said she found something that works. So I tried it. I found out it works. So I went ahead and when that chain of events keeps happening, and every one of us is experiencing that. Every one of us is experiencing that. And I know that because it's just over and over again. So what happened was, is instead of being able to tell people you have to do all this crazy stuff, listen, it's super simple. During your weight loss time, you're just going to be doing some fuelings, and your training ground is going to be your lean and green. And I'm going to be right there with you the whole time, not telling you what to do, but walking this out with you. Man, oh man, what a difference from, oh, I got to eat cold chicken and vegetables while I go around this earth. Oh, so yeah. So that is one of the reasons that coaching was so powerful for Kirsten. Now, Patty.
You know what I love also really quick here? What I love is that when there's a few things with Kirsten. Number one is that when life got crazy and, you know, she lost her job and all of that, she didn't go down into victimhood. And for those of you who are on our program, you're reading in the life book about the drama triangle. And we can live in a place of being a victim. Mm-hmm. We can have villains in our life, or we can get out of that place and go after what it is that we really want most. We can choose to live a default future. We can choose to let the things come our way, destroy us, hold us back, all of that. But no, guys, I don't know where they are on your screen for me, but they're like next to me. These two did not do that. They said, no, we're going to pull up our bootstraps and we are going to go. The second thing that I love so much, guys, did you hear Kirsten's excitement? Like, she found something that worked. I did the same thing. I couldn't call my friends fast enough and tell them. Because after struggling forever with just the weight, like, I needed to get some LBs off so that I could lose the weight up in here. And when I found something that was working, I had to shout it from the rooftops. Yeah, I love that. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, Patty.
Guys, let's blow up the chat for Kirsten. Like, she has an amazing story and she is a warrior. I love it. And that is exactly what it's all about.
Now, Patty, you've got someone pretty special coming on.
I do. She's coming up right now. So, Lisa, come off mute, girl, and come and join us.
Hey.
Hello. How's my North Carolina friend?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me tonight. This is so exciting.
This is. You know what, Lisa? You and I met several years ago, and oh my gosh, it was not love at first sight, but... Well, I think, but anyway, and now we're good friends. But anyway, Lisa, you've got a really powerful story and you've got some wonderful pictures here that are a part of your story. Could you kind of walk us through? Because when I, selected someone to be joining me tonight, I immediately thought of you, because when I think about being the dominant force, when I think about marching forward, when I think about pushing through, when I think about really getting clarity on what you want your life to look like, you were the first person that came to mind. You want to share a little bit?
Sure. So my story in the beginning starts pretty much like most of ours do, not everybody, but you know, I was at the same place that Nick and Kirsten were at, and I had done all the things. I had tried so hard to lose weight. I had done the same program over and over and over again. I'd lose weight, but I could not, for the life of me, figure out how to keep it off. And so it was that constant roller coaster. And, you and I just met by chance on Facebook. I thought you were a crazy woman selling a diet. but I followed you, even though I thought you were crazy. I followed you because you gave me hope.
Like crazy.
Yeah, that's true too. But you gave me hope, you know, because I thought, wow, are these transformations real? And if they are, might I have one of my own? So I kept watching you, you know, until finally I raised my hand and got started on program. Lost 45 pounds, which was amazing. But you know, it was only about 6 weeks in that I just kind of started thinking, wow, this isn't just a diet. And this isn't going to be like everything else I've tried. This is the real deal. This is changing my life. And yeah. So I think I had only lost about 10 or 12 pounds when I decided I want to coach and help other people.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up there. Hold up there. Okay, wait a minute. Lisa.
Yeah.
When you decided to get started on program, mm-hmm. can you share what you said to me?
I can. I'll leave out a few words.
Okay, leave out a few words.
But when you first shared with me and I decided to start program, I said, I'll do your diet. But don't ever talk to me about coaching because I'm never going to be a coach. I believe those were pretty much exactly what I said.
There might have been some excellent, things in there that we would need to bleep out. Exactly. Exactly. And then I do believe. Yeah. Have you been coaching 5 years?
Yes. This week, as a matter of fact.
Well, exactly. And I do believe it was almost five. It was St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. I even got my St. Patty's nails on already.
You do. You called me and that's when you said, I want to talk to you about coaching. Yeah. So your journey, your physical journey, and I love what you said, because like all of us and everybody in the chat, we all come into this and like, we don't know anything other than dieting. The only thing we can see is I need to have some wins. I need to see the scale moving. I need to start feeling better. And then as we do, we keep marching forward. We start having more and more wins, right? And then we start working with our coach and we start tapping in the support tools and we start feeling better, right? Okay. And then you made the decision to become a coach. Fast forward a little bit. What happened 2 years ago?
So
you've been coaching, it's been 5 years and just like 5 years and 6 weeks on program, right? So fast forward, you're 3 years into your health journey.
Yeah.
You've been coaching. Fast forward.
All right. So I have been coaching. I was still working my full-time job, very stressful. A job that I once loved had turned into, usually sitting at my desk at the end of the day crying. And so it wasn't a happy place for me anymore. Never in the beginning did I think of this as another option for me and my family. But you know, as I became a coach and I started helping people and I fell in love with that and I saw the potential of the business opportunity, I hoped, you know. Well, then I started having some health issues and going to some doctor's appointments, trying to figure out what was going on. The first thing that came up was they did a lot of blood work, trying to figure out where my issues were coming from. And rheumatoid arthritis was the first thing that they figured out. And I didn't really have any symptoms from RA. Because of the weight loss, one of my nurse practitioners told me, she said, if you had not lost the weight with your factors as high as they are, you would be bedridden.
And we cannot claim that when Optavia, Lisa is merely quoting to you what her healthcare provider told her. Go ahead, Lisa.
So anyway, I wasn't really having any symptoms from the RA. And but somebody else, another healthcare provider, told me, you have to get out of that job. The worst thing for what you have is stress. It will make it so much worse. And so we began to kind of talk about the thought of me leaving my career. And so that's exactly what I did. And it just, I'm a person of faith, and I don't believe that things just happen for a reason. I mean, for no reason at all. I don't think things are coincidental. When I look back, I'm such a crier. I'm going to try not to cry. But when I look back over my life and over the time, it's like, I see like God had a plan that I wasn't aware of, because I didn't know the road that was ahead of me. I didn't know that I was going to need my health to be in tip-top shape. I didn't know that I was going to need another business opportunity. I didn't know that. But thank God he did. And there was another option for me.
Do you mind if I ask a question, Patty?
And one second. You went through where you are now is you walk this journey. Do you want to share the rest of your healthcare, your health story, and then about the conversation you had at my home?
Certainly. So they got the diagnosis for RA, but I knew there was still something. I knew there was something that they were missing. And so I saw a neurologist, saw three different neurologists. They told me I had essential tremors, and I just insisted that there was something more than that. I went to my third neurologist, and within 10 minutes of being in her office, she said, I hate to tell you, but you have Parkinson's disease. So, that was a load, even though I knew it, but to know it is different. And it just so happened, one of those other things that by chance, immediately after that diagnosis, I had a retreat coming up at your house. Mm-hmm. And I went to the retreat, and we were so honored to have Dr. Anderson come in and visit us that night. And I was honored to have him sit at my table and share dinner with us that night. And he was so gracious. You guys, if you never really spent any time with him, I can't tell you how awesome that man is. But he just took time to talk to me, and he knew about the diagnosis. So he was asking me questions about that. And I was really kind of frustrated, you know, and I told him, I said, you know, I just feel like I lost all this weight. I tried so hard to get healthy. And here I am. I'm the lucky one who ends up with two diseases that can't be controlled by diet or exercise. And he said to me, so what I'm hearing is you're feeling a little bit like a victim. Boom. You know, only Dr. Anderson probably could have gotten away with that right then. But he was right. He was right. I was falling down into that victim mentality. And it was just like the jolt that I needed to wake me back up and start pulling myself out of that.
And that is what it is that we are all talking about. Nick, you had a question for Lisa.
Well, with the serious diagnosis, and I've just heard this story, everyone, just so you know this, I just heard it right now. And you're right, Patty, I'm on the verge of tears because I can't imagine the heaviness. But yet at the same time, you're helping other people with their health. And what has it meant to you to give them a fighting chance to go the other direction from disease into health and ultra health? What has that meant to you?
You really want to make me cry, don't you, Nick? Well, you know, I know for me personally, my health has been huge. I would not be where I am now if I had not gotten physically healthy. You know, if I had not lost the weight, I would be in a completely different place. And I know that's the case with everybody. Everybody that I talk to, every health assessment I do, every person I talk to, and they share their health with me. My husband used to say, oh my God, she's going to cry again, because I would cry after every health assessment, because I'd be like, I can help them. I can help them change their life. And it just, you know, it just really fired me up, because I know now even more than ever, you know, what we put in our body impacts everything. And we have the key to help people turn their life around and gain their health back. Even the things that they can't control, how about we control the things that we can? It's a game changer.
And that is why I wanted to ask my question, because I knew what it meant was you felt like you were becoming the dominant force, not just in your life, but helping to create that opportunity for others to feel what it means. And what the impact feels like when you become the dominant force.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Lisa, thank you for coming off tonight. I love you, friend.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. All right, guys. Wow. We are going to close up here tonight. And first of all, before I go on, guys, you've heard some amazing stories. And these stories are all about people who chose to not give up. We chose to fight. We chose to push through. We chose to climb that mountain, because on the other side of it, we knew that that was going to be our future. And sometimes for some of you, that just may be your physical health. Sometimes it's getting this in order. Sometimes it's getting things in your life in order. Sometimes it's getting your career in order and finding some passion and purpose. But whatever that is for you, don't settle. You don't have to settle. You get to decide what you want your future to look like. All right.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you, Patty.
So closing up here, guys. All right. So coaches, and if you're not a coach yet, go talk to your coach about helping others, for gosh sakes, guys. We got a big mission. We got lots of Patties and lots of Nicks and lots of Kirstens and lots of Lisas and lots of other people that really need our help. And you now know about Optavia. So let's get the word out. Let's all climb up and just shout it out from the rooftop as loudly as we can. Coaches, we've got our training coming up the 20th through the 23rd of 20th through the 22nd of April over in Dallas. We've got Jim Dethmer partnering with Dr. A and Dan and the other leaders. You are not going to want to miss it. Big reminder to make sure that you're reading the 15 commitments and rereading and 15 commitments of conscious leadership. This is all about consciousness, and consciousness is a lot of what we're talking about, guys. We got to get the 6 inches between the ears right if we're going to create change in our life. Kirsten talked about the fact that she ate every 3 hours. She did her own meal prep. But what happened was yo-yo kicked in, because she had the grit to eat the food, but she hadn't addressed the mindset. And when she came into Optavia, that's when the magic came together. So that's a lot of what we're talking about. I want to remind everybody that we have a podcast, Optimal Health Community. Go, guys, go and subscribe to it. Share it with your friends. You can go back and listen to not only this week, but all of the other weeks. It's fabulous. Just pick up your phone. I don't know how to do it on Android, but I do know on my little iPhone, it's a little purple little thing right there. Guys, I'm not very tech, but it's that purple little app right there. My support team is probably cringing right now because I don't even know what that thing is called. It's a purple little thing on there. Go subscribe. Check out the podcasts. They're really great. And you know what? If you're busy mama, you're driving all around, you can listen and feel the 6 inches between the ears while you're multitasking. It's a beautiful thing. All right. And then next week, oh my gosh. Okay. I have helped prep the girls for next week. The crew, they are going to be amazing. They're going to be talking about how to fuel healthy for your life. And we are not just talking about food for your body. We're going to be talking about what does it look like to fuel your entire being and all the things around you that are going to help you to live a healthy life. So, Nick, it's fun hosting with you tonight.
It was. Thank you for allowing me to participate and share my story, and also just to be a part of the encouragement. This podcast and what we get to do, you guys, is very, very powerful.
Absolutely. Love it. All right, guys, have a wonderful evening. Our biggest hope and desire is that we were able to serve you and awaken you. Let's go out. Let's change the world together, and let's help everyone to become the dominant force in their life. Good night.